Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Should the Cowboys have pulled off the Jalen Ramsey blockbuster? I think it's going to be a quick vote in the room. And judging by the Autoflex Leasing fan text, I think we're all going to be in agreement at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Mike Fisher in for a sick choppy this morning. And we may have to throw Mike out after he agrees with Jerry Jones about Jason Garrett being sought after if available. Michael Irvin also live at 9 a.m. Here we go. The breaking news last night, the Jacksonville Jaguars trade Jalen Ramsey to the L.A. Rams for two first-round picks and a fourth. So Jalen Ramsey, who's looking for a new contract, is going to the Rams. The Rams are going all in, and according to Josina Anderson, the Rams didn't have any preliminary discussions with Jalen's agent about an extension. So there is a possibility that Jalen goes, plays there, and rolls out, and the Rams gave up two first-round picks and a fourth for him.
Rolls out or holds out or pouts out,
right,
or my back hurts out as soon as the Rams lose two straight games. This is the rare blockbuster trade in which both teams lost.
What if the Rams win the title?
Oh, if you think they're going to win the title, then I will retract my statement until they do or don't.
I mean, are you eliminating the Rams?
Well, I mean, they have the same record your team has.
Yeah, but they were just in the Super Bowl.
Your team just played the Rams in the playoffs. Do they look like a playoff team that's prepared to beat Seattle in the playoffs now, Dallas?
No.
Okay, so I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm disagreeing with you just for the sport of it.
Yeah.
Yes, the Rams were really good last year, and they're mediocre now. The Cowboys were really good last year, and they're mediocre now. So why can't we hold the same standard to each?
So they shut down Marcus Peters. They shut down Aqib Talib.
Yeah.
They traded Marcus Peters to Baltimore, and all the reporters were like, this doesn't make sense. Something else is coming.
Right.
Well, this was the something else.
Here's what I don't get, and maybe you've done some research on this. I can't. It's too early. Why don't they want Marcus Peters and Jalen Ramsey at cornerback?
Well, Marcus Peters is a psycho. He is a gambler. He hasn't been playing well. He's been in decline.
Are these your old Kansas City roots coming out?
No. This is doing research on it. So in terms of people who evaluate talent, I went and looked up Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM. I actually have the quotes here. Marcus Peters has been in decline, and it's easier to get rid of him than bench him. That's not a type of guy.
He's
a humongous gambler.
Good, yep.
He's a humongous gambler, so he can give you that interception here and there. But we've all seen plenty of clips where Marcus Peters is running with his back the wrong way. Like, he'll get beat. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And he's a nut job. He's always been a nut job. Even that's why Kansas City got rid of him. You don't get rid of someone that early if he doesn't have problems.
Including Jalen Ramsey.
Right.
Who's got problems and who caused problems.
But Lombardi said about Marcus Peters, won't tackle, guesses, and not disciplined in system. It will take a great deal for the Ravens to make him better. The Ravens traded for him because their entire secondary got banged up as well. But now it's Jalen Ramsey to the Rams. Do we all agree we would not have wanted the Cowboys in a similar position? So think of where the draft picks would have ended up as of today. We all agree that we would not have wanted the Cowboys to make this deal. Choppy would have been all in, I believe.
That's too high a price.
I agree.
That hamstrings you forever. Now, if
the Cowboys were 5-1, would that have changed your mind?
Yeah, yeah.
It would have. Yeah. You wouldn't have said, we're 5-1. We're fine without him. Or would it have been more attractive as a finishing piece?
Yeah, I'm shooting my shot. I'm right now, I have to bridge the gap between present and future. If I was 5-1, I could shoot my shot and justify whatever happens in the future, because I really, really think I'm going to win the Super Bowl now, or I'm going to the Super Bowl now, or I'm going to the NFC Championship game, in which case the coach certainly would be pushing for that kind of trade because that would save his job.
Yeah, number one, I don't know where my draft picks are going to end up if I'm the Cowboys right now, so I don't want to give those away if they're in the middle of the first rounds. Number two, I need that cheap labor. The Rams, and this is from Warren Sharp, here's the ranking of their 2020 cap hits. Are you ready? And this is where responsibility is so important in a salary cap world. 2020 QB hit, number one, $36 million for Goff. Running back hit, number one, $17 million for Gurley. D-line cap hit, Aaron Donald, number one, $25 million. And then number six at wide receiver with Cooks at $16.8 million. They are sitting there at the very top of cap hits for five different positions. I don't want my team getting involved in that.
Fan texture points out, oh, and by the way.
And Jalen Ramsey is going to get his money.
He's going to get his money for a team that's not going to win that division. Because as you said yesterday, the 49ers are going to win that division. Or here comes Seattle. So the Rams may finish third in that division, but they have all these gigantic, sexy names.
This is the downside of being on that LA scene. Because the pressure. The Raiders are about to get hit with it, too.
Yeah.
Going into the new stadium. It's Los Angeles. It's flash. It's glitz. It's glee. The glamour. And you got to provide this to your fan base in a place like LA.
Or they won't show up.
Right.
And they don't. They already don't show up. It's already an issue. The Raiders won't have that issue in Las Vegas because gamblers, traveling gamblers and families on vacation will be their audience.
Roy, where's the fan text on agreeing with us? We would not have given up this price as the Cowboys for Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, from the 817, there's absolutely no reason for the Cowboys to have given up a price like this on a player they're not even sure they would be able to convince to stay long-term. As you mentioned, Josina Anderson reporting that the Rams don't have a long-term deal in place for Jalen Ramsey. From the 469,
By the way, I always assume with these deals, and I'm going to assume with this one, that the extension gets done. When's the last time you guys can think? I think Philly. Now, it works with compensatory picks, but when's the last time you can remember a deal like this big, and the player leaving?
It'll get done just like Amari Cooper will get done here.
It'll get done, but it'll probably be an overpayment. I mean, with what you give up, Jalen Ramsey and his agent go to the negotiating table and say, now, what else are you going to do?
You're going to give me 18.
You're going to give me exactly what I asked for, or you're going to look like a dip S to your entire fan base. From the 469, the Jaguars clear winners of this deal. There's an outside chance that the Rams could end up below 500 by the end of this season, and if that's the case, these picks will serve them very well going forward. Remember, it's not so much necessarily about the picks, it's about the package deals of being able to have two first-round draft picks over the next 2 years to dangle to other teams. That's a great point from the 469.
It's all grand. The Jacksonville Jaguars can celebrate now, or pretend to, because they salvaged something, but the real salvage was keeping Jalen Ramsey there.
Other trade rumors. Yesterday, a Cleveland reporter said, expecting Trent Williams to be on the Browns very soon. The Redskins have come out and emphatically denied that, according to the Washington Post. So there's some more trade talk.
Hey, can I make one more point about the cap with the Rams? And you're right. Surely they have a plan, right?
Their plan is to say, screw everything, let's burn the world to get one title.
Okay.
That's their plan.
The Cowboys, whether you like it or not, do have their plan.
Yeah.
Their pie is a plan.
Their plan is, let's have a window for 5 years.
Right.
Let's try to have a Super Bowl window for 3 to 5.
And so they've got $90 million, $80 million of cap room next year. Okay, that sounds like a whopping amount. But remember, it's earmarked. It's committed. It's already spent in their minds. Jalen Ramsey asking for $22 million doesn't necessarily fit into that pie.
All right, here we go. Now I'm going to sit back, enjoy my coffee.
Oh, boy.
And let everyone destroy you at 877-881-1053. Jerry Jones on yesterday with Ben and Skin. What do you have to say to the Tolos that want Jason Garrett to be held responsible?
Well, you're not allowing me to.
Oh, let me set that up differently. Let me set that up. This is how I was like, you know what? I was very depressed and devastated. Jerry was on a plane yesterday when he was supposed to come on with us.
You were too.
Yeah. I get real.
You were clinically depressed.
Yeah. So I don't really want to get into it, but when I heard Jerry open up like this, I was like, okay, maybe y'all can have him.
Yeah.
Because Ben goes, we'll allow you to explain to the fans. And when Jerry heard that word allow, Ben was trying to be nice. Jerry wasn't having it.
Well, you're not allowing me to do anything. I want to talk about our team, talk about our coach. I have felt that we've got a lot invested in Jason Garrett. He's evolved into what I think is a top coach. He would be a very sought-after coach if he were out here in the open market. So there's a lot of pluses there. He brings a lot to the table. And I can genuinely say that that is not a thought that I'm having. So it would be unfair to our fans for me to have any indication about what I may think the future is as far as a head coach. Everybody's aware that we're on the last year of his agreement, but that really just means that we can all sit down and take a look at things at the end of the year. That was the case when he had won the first three ball games, and still the case today after losing the last three.
That's a lot. It always is with Jerry.
Yeah.
It's one paragraph, and there's one, two, three. If you're thinking journalistically, there's six headline stories in what he just said in 30 seconds.
But let's go with the main event. Jason Garrett would be highly sought after if he was available on the open market.
All right, you have to play. You have to let me help you do a mental magic trick here.
You better be Copperfield.
Okay, I'm trying. but you, the Tolo, needs to be willing to play along with this.
You know what? Let's have you continue right after this. All right? Yeah. Yeah. That's a tease.
All right, but
you've been telling me to work on the tease.
Okay, so take a minute or two to pretend you're not a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
You're just a football onlooker. You're a football analyst. You're a football thinker. Some mental magic to get you to wrap your head around what would really happen if Jason Garrett got fired in Dallas in terms of his career.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.